Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, I just spoke to President Trump. One thing, you know, the president was aware of Israel's action before it happened. There were no surprises here. But he gave me a quote. He said, Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. We're hoping to get back to the negotiating table. We'll see. There are several people in leadership in Iran that will not be coming back.
Brett Baer having a phone call conversation yesterday with President Trump. I pulled up CNN also, and their headline there was Dana Bash spoke on the phone with Trump. So I don't know if Donald Trump was just calling individual reporters to have individual conversations yesterday, or if it was kind of a lead correspondent type of pool call last night. But the immediate reaction to the attack from Israel to Iran, and of course, that is a big, big deal. I don't know where you were when you found out this was going on, but it stops you in your tracks and you wonder, how is this going to end? How is it going to escalate? What is America's role in this moment? And really come to find out, America's role in the moment was, on the face at least, incredibly, this is all Israel. This is not the United States coordinating attacks with Israel against Iran. Israel has chosen to do this. The United States is not a part of this. And Iran, if you choose to retaliate against American targets, you will be very sorry. Here's more from Brett Baer after his phone call with President Trump.
The goal is still to get Iran back to the negotiating table. There was this building frustration about what Iran was doing at that negotiating table with Steve Witkoff, the Middle East envoy. He was scheduled again for Sunday. Looks like, obviously, that may change the dynamic there, whether that moves forward at all. Depends on what Iran does in response.
So I was glued to the television last night and to X watching reports come in and just trying to see how quickly and immediate the reaction would be from Iran. And it seems as though the response or the assessment, at least from Israel and those people who are watching this very closely, it does seem as though Israel was very capable of achieving what they set out to do, that the destruction that they were able to achieve, the targets that they were looking to hit and to destroy, that they did have a lot of success in doing that. Last night before I fell asleep, it was reported that Iran had launched 100 missiles towards Israel. And I think I read on X at one point that it was going to take about 7 hours for those missiles to get to their destination. Here's more from Baer.
The president told me he's, you know, looking to see what the retaliation may be. CENTCOM is on high alert. The U.S. will defend. It will help defend Israel if needed. And as I mentioned in the last time we talked, you know, the Iron Dome has been replenished in Israel in recent weeks.
So Israel's not going to launch a strike like this and think that Iran's just going to do nothing in response. They're going to have to be prepared for it. The United States apparently did assist with the replenishment of the Iron Dome defense system. That is really something wild and crazy to see. You and I don't live in a world where we see, you know, like you understand what it looks like to see a missile coming into your space and then your own missile shoot it out of the sky. We don't understand what that's like. People who live in Israel, they know what that's like. I kind of imagine it to be somewhat similar to, we have tornadoes around here. Obviously, we've had a lot of tornadoes around here as of late. But, and this is what you always hear after the tornado has left the area and reports are coming in and the damage is being assessed, the majority of people say, you know, I just never thought it would happen to me. Israel has to live in an existence and an understanding that these types of attacks are going to come to them. They understand how to prepare for them, and they have actually kind of folded that reality into their daily lives. Fox News Channel's Trace Gallagher read the statement from Iran.
We now have a statement. This is Reuters. This is the IRGC statement. It says, quoting here, Israel will pay a heavy price for its attack on Iran, which killed Revolutionary Guard top commander Hossein Salami. The guard said in a statement on Friday, warning of a decisive retaliation against its sworn enemies. The Israeli attack was carried out with full knowledge and support of the wicked rulers in the White House and the terrorist U.S. regime, the guard statement said. So clearly, they are not focusing just on Israel. They are focusing on Washington, on the United States, which brings us up to the next category, is will they go after U.S. assets in the Middle East?
So Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, put out the statement last night that said, do not do that. Do not do that. My assessment of the situation, which is like barstool level experience, I'm not a foreign policy expert. Jim Talent is, and he's going to be with us at 1:25 to answer my questions and certainly yours if you have them. You can throw them in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat, and Brad and Ethan can look to star those questions so that we can ask them of the former senator and foreign policy expert Jim Talent, who will join us at 1:25. It does seem to me a bit like there is a good cop, bad cop thing happening here. We've seen Donald Trump talking about Iran, especially within the last week or so. I guess it was in April. He gave Iran 60 days to participate in successful negotiations. And essentially, my understanding of what Donald Trump wanted out of it was what he's repeated over and over and over again, which is they can't have a nuke. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. That seemed to be the United States part of it. So what kind of commitments can America and the rest of the world get from Iran that they will not work to achieve that nuclear weapon? I saw last night that they had, or I heard last night someone, some talking head on Fox said that Iran was working to have the capability of, I think, 9 nuclear weapons, and 30% of what they have been able to enrich has taken place in the last 3 months.
That's fast.
Yeah, that's fast because these conversations have been happening for decades. Something has accelerated it, and it turns out my understanding is that we've discovered another location where they were working to achieve this nuclear capability that maybe wasn't on the radar initially. So it seems as though we've watched Donald Trump in the presidency for what is like 100, I think it's 143 days, 144 days that Donald Trump has been 144 days that Donald Trump has been in the Oval Office. Once again, he's made the commitment to the world that he will work to keep Iran from becoming a nuclear country. And he has said it's very much so the Vladimir Putin Russia treatment. He speaks about Iran with a level of respect that makes people uncomfortable, which is so weird to me that the politicos that disagree with Donald Trump would shame Donald Trump for being vocally willing to negotiate. You don't negotiate with terrorists. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism that exists in the world. That normally we wouldn't negotiate with him, but Donald Trump has been willing to, I guess the word might be, legitimize Iran's position in the global community in an effort to get the deal that Donald Trump wants. Donald Trump knows what the end goal is, and he's working to get there. He did the same thing with Vladimir Putin and Russia in his first term. He has done that with Vladimir Putin in his second term to try to get to a resolution with the Ukraine war, and hasn't been successful as of yet. He did it with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. He went to North Korea. He stepped in North Korea. After calling him Little Rocket Man and talking about whose button was bigger. We've seen Donald Trump at least put into play a level of respect for Iran in words that makes that in it made me uncomfortable to hear that. Now, just because something, a conversation piece, makes me uneasy doesn't mean that it's unwise for him to do that if he's trying to get to the point where Iran agrees to, for real, stop their progress towards achieving that nuclear weapon. So it looks like Donald Trump is, man, he sure seems like he's acting in really good faith. He's working hard to approach this with a bit of a soft touch. And then you find out that Israel goes and launches a bunch of missiles towards Iran and takes out very successfully people who are responsible for this enrichment, leaders in their military, top leaders in their military, and then also, of course, locations where this enrichment is taking place. This is as classic good cop, bad cop as it gets. You've got, as a parent, you play back and forth with your parent, like, don't make me go tell dad. Don't make me get mom in here. And Donald Trump has been saying to Iran, come to the table. We'll give you 60 days. Yesterday was day 61. And if you don't follow through with the bad cop part of it, then the good cop doesn't matter. Then it doesn't make a difference if you're trying to approach it with a soft touch. If the soft touch isn't an alternative to something, then the soft touch will never be effective. So we now sit and we wait to see what Iran does next. And I really question whether or not Iran has the ability to do something in retaliation that will escalate the situation. I have no idea. What I do know is that terrorism is a non-traditional warfare method. If they're going to participate in the continuance of an asymmetric approach to traditional war, one side A lobs bombs, side B lobs bombs back, and then you just go until either you A, don't have any bombs left, B, don't have any people left, or C, you've completely lost the will of the people, if that even matters in your situation. Because listen, a key point of interest here, which I am going to ask Senator Talent about, the people of Iran do not like the people who are in charge in Iran. They actually hate them. Now, you can't protest in Iran the way you could protest in the United States. I mean, I don't know if you're seeing, I don't know if you're seeing, you know, the leaders of Iran in effigies, and if they're taking the Iranian flag and burning it in the streets like they're doing here in the United States right now with these protests that are taking place across the country. But the Iranian people and the Iranian government are two very different entities, and I think it's an important detail for people to remember. It, of course, makes the situation more complicated if you want to think about the humanitarian side of this. If you look at where Israel strikes yesterday, how precise they are with what they're doing, they're not just throwing bombs into the middle of cities and towns. They're being specific about it, and it's important to remember that the people of Iran don't necessarily support what their government is doing. We will be watching. I think the president is still, as far as I know, still in his Situation Room meeting. It was supposed to start at 10 a.m. our time. You can imagine that that's not like a meeting that, like, we'll put it on the books for an hour. We'll be done. You're there until you're done. And I think I did. Did you see the report that they're launching more strikes right now? I think that they are.
I saw something about 20 minutes ago that suggested that might be happening.
Yes. And Iran has retaliated as of last night. This isn't going to be a 24 overs and done situation. I hope it's not another when we were watching Russia invade Ukraine. We're like, oh my gosh, how long could this last? I remember Jim Carafano being on the show and essentially saying after a week, like if it's not now, it's going to go on forever. And he was right about that. Yesterday we asked you the question in the YouTube live chat poll about the military parade. When it comes to asymmetrical warfare, when it comes to how Iran can retaliate, if it's not responding in kind to Israel, how will Iran react? I mean, Iran has been sowing chaos across the world through all the different terrorist organizations that they fund and direct. I feel less interested in a military. I don't want to cancel it because I don't want to cancel it because we're scared. I don't want to do that. But man, a military parade in Washington, D.C. for a rogue, inspired individual in this country. It's not like there aren't millions of people here in the United States that we didn't vet. It's not like we've created a situation for ourselves in this country where there's a bunch of people here who may not have our best interests in heart, and we didn't say just come through the front door. It's not like that's the case. It's not something that people are paying attention to right now. Oh, wait, yes, no King's protests. Scheduled for tomorrow. This stuff, these protests are really starting to piss me off. I'm just going to be honest. The idea that you're going to organize and invest in paying people to show up to essentially be a-holes across the country to protest something that isn't even actually happening, it's really starting to frustrate me. It's starting to annoy me. The idea of leftist protest. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe there won't be a single building burned this weekend. Maybe there won't be a single act of violence this weekend. Maybe the No Kings protesters are super peaceful. In the context of history, when the leftist aggressive progressives decide to take it to the streets, the country suffers so considerably. And the thing that actually frightens me the most, and I see some stuff on social media, I try to avoid it, but with some of this No King stuff, I'm like, I asked Andy McCarthy yesterday on the show, which this is kind of risky. Andy McCarthy is not a Trumper. You wouldn't call him a never Trumper, would you?
No, but he's extremely independent.
And he is unafraid to say Donald Trump is in a lot of legal peril here or whatever it was. He was one of the few people who was saying that he thought Trump was going to, specifically in the documents case in Florida, he was very concerned about that. He wouldn't have any problem calling it lawfare. But Andy McCarthy isn't a simp for the president. So I asked him yesterday, and you can go to the Annie Fry Show podcast. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. But I asked Andy McCarthy yesterday, you're a constitutional expert here. You're a legal expert. Is the president acting like a king at all? And his answer was no. The detail that he provided is, sure looks like he's trying to use the full powers of the presidency. Well, guess what, folks? That doesn't make him a king. That makes him a really awesome president. And when people say over and over and over again, did you vote for this? And the answer, when you go to talk to all those people who voted for Donald Trump, is, heck yes, I voted for this. Who among us Trump voters is like, I really like you to flex your muscles like 50% as the president? No! Listen, Democrats, you taught us everything that we're doing right now. If there was a wrinkle in time that provided you the opportunity and the avenue to even questionably constitutionally try to get some bullcrap done that you've been pursuing, you did it. And we're not even to that extent yet. But yes, please, protest in the streets this weekend to protest all the kings that we have in our country. It's absurd. Please don't burn our country down. acting like morons this weekend. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, will the No Kings protests be effective for Democrats? Yes or no? Whatever they're doing this weekend, is it going to move about the Democrat cause? Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. We'll be right back.
We pray for rain.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Protests against ICE erupting across the nation, even in St. Louis this week. Now, Governor Mike Kehoe is activating the Missouri National Guard. In a statement Thursday, he says it's in response to civil unrest.
He has a state visit to France that starts on Sunday, so he's not going to be here to do it if that should arrive.
Republican State Representative Jim Murphy, who represents part of South St. Louis County, says the order is preemptive because Governor Kehoe will be overseas. Murphy claims the National Guard will not be on the ground and supports Kehoe's decision.
KMOV reporting on the governor's, the Missouri governor's activation of the Missouri National Guard. We will have Attorney General Andrew Bailey on the show at 1:05, and they want to talk about these No Kings anti-ICE protests that are going to be taking place. I'll be curious to hear about his legal thoughts on, you know, what do you get away with in Missouri? This is something else Andrew McCarthy said yesterday. Like, okay, yeah, you've got idiots leading the city, the state in California. They care more about their political careers, which they're, no pun intended, burning to the ground right now as they're mishandling the protests in California. But it is appropriate for the likes of Andrew McCarthy yesterday on our show to remind me, California did vote for those people. So just because you can look from the outside looking in, and I'm really side-eyeing Illinois the whole time, waiting for that ship to sail, this is what you voted for. Maybe you should vote for something different if you don't like it. We'll speak to Andrew Bailey about his expectations of what might happen here in St. Louis, maybe Kansas City, across the state, with these No Kings protests that are supposed to be, that are slated to happen. I will also add, remember when the fires were starting to burn in California and Mayor Bass like didn't do anything about it because she was out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, you could have done something about it. You could have come home early, whatever. It sounds to me, maybe it's completely different, but it sounds to me like Governor Kehoe knew he was going to have to be out of the country. And so he was putting into the place what may need to happen so that the situation isn't waiting to be managed for him to get back stateside.
Yeah, somebody comes at it with preparedness like Kehoe is. And the left, because he's not a Democrat, is going. If he was, they would say, oh, he's just being responsible.
Yeah.
But since he's not, they're like, oh, he's trying to escalate it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Will the No Kings protest be effective for Democrats? Yes or no?
No, I'm a hard no on this poll.
Counter-effective?
It will not be effective for them at all. It would be at best a net zero that just nothing happens. But if these things turn violent, you've seen it across the country. Anytime crime gets out of control, people go to, right now, Trump. They go to Republicans or people who are just willing to call crime crime and deal with it. So if this thing gets out of control, even in pockets, it's going to be a net negative for Democrats.
Patrick Bet-David, who has a podcast, very popular podcast, put out on X, he was aggressively saying, listen, Trump, if this stuff starts getting out of hand across the country in these blue cities and these blue states, let's talk Chicago, for instance. That's probably the closest that we have right now to that specific situation. Obviously, in St. Louis, a blue city that is a hotbed for these types of things historically, Kehoe's already taken action. That Matt Newsom, while his big cities are burning down, is like, stop it! Stop it! Nothing to see here. This is so peaceful. It's my favorite thing. Kehoe's like, I gotta leave the country. You kids behave while I'm gone. Because I got a babysitter here in the National Guard ready to take care of biz if you guys decide to get out of line. In Chicago, that's not going to happen. Pritzker is going to be in such great political conflict as to how to handle something if Chicago. But you think the people of Chicago are kind of sick and tired of this? I certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
The swing towards Donald Trump in the last election in the state of Illinois, but also in Chicago, was significant. The problem is that the deficit was so huge that it didn't end up materializing to turn Illinois into the red state that it absolutely is if you look by county. The problem is that 60% of Illinois' population resides in Cook County. If you get, I think it's 22% of the Cook County vote, Illinois wins the statewide elections for Republicans. That's all you need, 22% of Cook County. But Patrick Bet-David said, hey, blue cities and blue states, President Trump, if those cities start to experience what L.A. did, wait to send in the National Guard. Make the leaders, the J.B. Pritzkers of the world, the Brandon Johnsons of the world, make them beg for it. To which I'm like, politically, like, that makes a ton of sense. Common sense in me is like, why should the city suffer? And then I go back to what Andrew McCarthy said. They voted for this. Where are you on that?
I'm kind of with it. I hate to say that I'm with it, but if Trump had waited on California until, maybe never, maybe Gavin Newsom would have never called in the National Guard. Do you think these riots would have been any different? No, they probably would have been worse. There is a sense in which you do need to just sort of let people take their medicine and then say, but here's a better way. I'm willing to give you this better way, but you have to ask for
it. You have to say please.
Please just acknowledge that it's there and that we're not forcing a better way on you.
You know, the other thing, too, I'm thinking while I'm saying this out loud, like, let's talk about times where the president has had to choose or be on the hook for whether or not the National Guard showed up. He pressed upon the opportunity to provide the National Guard on January 6th. And Nancy Pelosi said, sit down, shut up, I'm not interested. We have her after the fact going, I, Nancy Pelosi, screwed this up royally in the back of a car. That's a summation. Those are my closed captions. She had her right hand up, in my mind. Her left hand on the stock futures that she swears upon or something, mm-hmm. I don't know. But
put your left hand on this NVIDIA page.
This is serious.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You guys mean business.
Okay.
I cannot tell a lie. I mean, Donald, in that instance, Donald Trump implored upon sending in the National Guard. The Democrats told him no, and now Donald Trump is in trouble for not sending the National Guard because they control the agenda-driven media. Less so now because everyone's like, you guys are dumb and we're not watching you anymore. But I do wonder if there is an instance of Donald Trump's aggressiveness with sending in the National Guard. He said this the other day at the White House. He said, I'm not doing this like I did it last time. And I think he was talking about Minneapolis. He said, I'm not doing this like I did it the last time. I'm taking care of business. I'm not going to let these cities burn because their local leaders aren't interested in doing what they need to do. But I'm thinking about what Patrick Bet-David said, and I'm thinking about what Andrew McCarthy said on the Annie Fry show with me yesterday, and I'm thinking, do the residents of Chicago, are they asking for Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker's wisdom in that moment? And if they're asking for it, if they've asked for it, if they've elected these people, do you need to have a public outcry against those blue city, blue state leaders saying, what the heck are you doing? Do better. We need help. And then Donald Trump comes in and saves the day. To me, that's all a political calculation that isn't what's best for the communities. But don't we live in a country where the communities are supposed to determine what's best for the communities?
I don't think it is just a political calculation, though. It certainly would look that way and people would spin it that way. But you need to have people on board with, when you live in a representative democracy, you have to have people on board with the decisions that your elected representatives are making. And when they're at odds, like they would be in a blue state, you almost need to figure that out. It's tough because if you're Donald Trump or if I'm the president, I'm going, I want to help that community really at any cost, even over the incompetence of the leadership. So I really understand that. But at some level, you do have to kind of let them see what they've chosen and let them see this was a wrong decision.
I don't know that we have any right specifically in the state of Illinois to be like saying to L.A., this is what you need. Because we don't want L.A. pointing at us in southern Illinois saying, this is what you need. We don't want any of that.
Right.
But if you're in charge of the federal government, if you're the executive and you have constitutional authority, as was determined last night against and then for within an hour. Didn't Gavin Newsom get on and do like a video and be like, see, I told you. See, I was right. Go on.
Okay. Gavin Newsom also within the last 2 days came out, and this story got buried because there's so many other freaking things going on. He came out and said the president did not call me. The guy
yes.
did not have any conversation with me. And the journalists who asked Gavin Newsom that then went to the president and said, did you call Gavin Newsom? And he goes, yes, holds up his phone.
Which said Newsom, not
said
Newsom.
Newsom.
I don't know what it is, his phone. I think Trump's phone says Newsom.
So there's a conspiracy too.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he holds up his phone that says Newsom, and then there's a timestamp on when he called him exactly with 16 minutes call. And Newsom, that is just an outright lie.
Shocker.
That is provably false.
That just faded away.
It just went away.
People are like, ah, yeah, they'll do those things.
Right.
This is Gavin Newsom last night after the one judge was like, heck no, Donald Trump can't send in the National Guard. That belongs to you, Gavin Newsom.
So I'm very hopeful this order puts that in perspective and hopefully Donald Trump will immediately back down. The courts have ruled on the guard. They will be back under my command, and he'll be relieved. Donald Trump will be relieved of his command at noon tomorrow.
Oh, except for like minutes later, they were like, just kidding. It was Ashton Kutcher. He came in and they were like, oh man, I was punked.
Mm-hmm. Ashton Kutcher came back into punked for that moment.
Just for that one.
I mean, it's California. It's showbiz, baby.
You gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Ashton Kutcher. Haven't been doing a lot of things these days. Got some time. Anybody got a good punked scheme out there for me? I'm ready to go. He was high. Just kidding.
It's legal.
Did you like That 70s Show?
Not really.
Oh, man, I thought it was great.
There are parts of it that I did like, but it just got too much. Like, the longer it went, I'm like,
I just liked Red.
I'm done.
I could be Red. Will the No Kings protest be effective for Democrats, yes or no? That's the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. But right back here on the Annie Fry Show in just a few minutes, one of our faves, the B or not the B. Let's have some fun in just a minute. Don't go away. I'm not gonna lie
and say I've been all right. This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie.
Welcome back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Friday the 13th. You just mentioned it. I wrote it down at the beginning of the show when I was putting some stuff together. Didn't realize until I wrote the date down. I asked Ethan to put together a robust Friday the 13th report, and he was like, why? I'm like, oh, it's Friday the 13th. He's like, oh, I didn't realize. Are any of you big Friday the 13th people?
No, but I hate cats.
What does that have to do with
anything? And ladders.
Ethan, you are not an expert on Friday the 13th. You wouldn't know. I don't either.
Oh, black cats. Right.
In real time.
I genuinely had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Can't walk under ladders.
It's like, see, it's,
Ryan,
it
why
seems,
would I care?
It's that what you just said there about cats, it didn't have to be about black cats, but it still fits as in something Ryan Wiggins would say.
It does. And also, yeah. Anytime my wife asks me to do any work on a ladder, I'm like, nope, can't.
Because of cats?
Because of
naturally. All right, let's get to it.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The bee or not the bee?
Sorry, I'm really stuck on this, but the timeline of Newsom hanging up the phone with talking with Trump for 16 minutes, hangs up, goes to a journalist, goes, Trump won't talk to me. I it's just amazing
what
to
if,
me.
What if Donald Trump called Newsom and just hung in the back of the line for 16 minutes and didn't talk?
It was a butt
so
dial?
So, no. He's trolling him. Oh. So they're both telling the truth.
So he called him.
He called him, but he
left
didn't
talk a 16-minute voicemail.
No, you just call and hang out. And Newsom's like, Donald Trump won't talk to me. And Trump's like, I called him. The phone call lasted 16 minutes. Those could be true at the same time.
Ooh, man, that'd be tough.
He's like just in the background flushing toilets.
I think it's more likely that he's
a liar. Is your refrigerator running?
Who was that supposed to be?
Every kid in 1994.
Got
I don't
it.
Know.
Okay.
But in the conversation.
Better go catch it.
Is that Newsom?
That's what I was. I was like, is that supposed to be Gavin Newsom?
Trump is
that's
the
Trump.
Troll. Trump is trolling Newsom.
Okay. Is your refrigerator running?
Is your refrigerator running?
That's better.
That's good.
All right. The B or not the B. These are headlines that are either fake from the Babylon Bee or real. You have to tell me which is which. Number one, Trump responds to mostly peaceful protests with mostly peaceful military.
I mean, that's kind of true so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a B.
The wording of it makes it a B, but it is pretty accurate, I feel like.
It is the B. Trump said, quote, maybe the National Guard isn't mostly peaceful enough. Maybe it's time to send in the mostliest peaceful of them all, the United States Marines. Governor Gavin Newsom has responded to Trump's threat of additional mostly peaceful troops by threatening to sue, per California tradition. Quote, if he doesn't end this mostly peaceful tyranny, I may be forced to get violent in court. That is the beat. Next one. Newsom says it's his duty to represent the illegal immigrants who elected him.
That's real.
Yeah, I think it's real.
Duty.
I'm going to say real as well.
It's just waiting for all you
duty
boys to say it. Let me down.
This is the B, you guys. Quote, this is America, a land of freedom and liberty that is ruled by laws. And when those laws are broken, it's my job to stand up and represent the people who broke those laws. That's where my loyalty lies. These hardworking criminals and their families want to stay in this country illegally, and it's my duty to honor that. When questioned about whether or not his office stands by law-abiding American citizens who were born in the U.S., Newsom took exception to the implied narrative. Quote, are you trying to divide us? He asked the journalist. He's a liar, by the way, about that phone call. That really irks me.
Annie, you're not alone. Walrus King says Ryan said duty as well.
See?
Mm-hmm. D-U-T-Y, though?
D-O-O-D-I-E. I've never seen it spelled like that.
Emphasize the T in that word.
It's part of the tariffs. He's trying to make everything duty-free.
And the Democrats are not happy.
They want to keep the duty.
They want the duty. They like it.
Weird.
Next one.
Spread it all over.
Yep. Yep, like it's...
Okay, next one.
Peanut butter.
Stop it.
Weight loss drugs considered to be long-term threat to McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Annie on this one. That one's real.
I'm going to go the B.
Oh, you were so close, but you were ultimately wrong, Ethan.
How was I close?
This is... Well, there's two options, and you picked the wrong one.
Got it.
So you could have picked the other one.
Got it.
This is a real story. For the third time, McDonald's stock has been downgraded, this time with a double downgrade that takes the stock from buy to sell. But industry experts aren't blaming the fast food giant for doing anything wrong. GLP-1 weight loss drugs are posing an underappreciated threat to McDonald's, saying that while the current drag on sales may be small, it could easily build to 10% or more over time. All these drugs that are helping people lose weight and lose appetite are also causing our junk food giants to lose cash,
maybe
says
you should
the
just
article.
Make some better food, better for you food.
Maybe. Or put more, you know, that...
What, are you eating something right
now?
No,
I just got something in my teeth.
It's peanut butter.
It's not duty.
We like lost you there for a minute. What were you going to say?
More of that stuff they put in Chinese food that makes you addicted to it. Can't remember the name of it.
MSG. Soy sauce.
MSG.
Soy
put more MSG in your McDonald's.
It's the king of flavor.
Ryan threw a packet of soy sauce at me this morning.
Yeah, you asked what it was and I said, you deal with it. Next one.
What?
Assassinated Iranian scientist says he isn't worried about assassination.
Well, that's got to be the B.
Yeah. B it up.
Incorrect.
Dang it. I'm one for three today.
This story is real.
Cool.
I mean, the tense of the verbs is what throws you off there. In what proved to be his final interview several weeks ago, Iranian nuclear scientist Fereydoon Abbasi said he wasn't worried about being killed. Quote, "We're living normally now. Were we afraid before? Before, they told us these names were going to be assassinated. All right, thank you very much. What are we supposed to do about it?" So he does this whole interview about, yeah, I may be assassinated, but I'm not worried about it. He was one of the names from yesterday.
Wow.
All right. Next one. Experts say AI unlikely to replace government bureaucrats as it's not soulless enough.
Yeah, me until the end.
You're going to go ahead and go B? That's correct. Quote, "We tried to get AI to do some basic government work, but it kept shutting down out of sheer despair after a minute or two." Experts say that the breakthrough could mean that AI companies should hire government bureaucrats to do the grunt work that AIs just don't have time for. Quote, "All the forms, the legal work, checking boxes, the stupid administrative stuff, we could probably speed up AI efficiency by over 300% if we just offloaded some of the more soulless work to Washington swamp creatures."
Wow.
Wow. That is the B, correct? All right, Congress split between those who want to spend a ridiculous amount and those who want to spend an even more ridiculous amount.
That's B.
That's the B, definitely.
It's too real, but it is the B.
Correct. Quote, "My colleagues are out of line," Republican Senator Kevin Cramer said during open debate on the Senate floor. Quote, "They want to spend a whole lot of money. I want to spend slightly less because I'm responsible." In a passionate speech, Senator Chuck Schumer praised his ideologically opposed colleagues for wanting to spend money, but said they don't go far enough. Quote, "We can all agree this bill needs to amend its spending," Chuck Schumer said.
Chuck Schumer.
"We must add more, a whole lot more," he said, banging on the podium. Or lectern.
Oh, God, not this again.
Either way, podium or lectern. All right, burning through. Here we go. Judge suspended for telling too many bad jokes.
That's real. That has to be real.
Judge?
I'm with Ethan.
What kind of judge?
I can't tell you until you say real or not.
B.
This is real.
Okay. Yes.
It is a Broward Circuit Court judge, wherever that is.
Broward County?
Florida.
That's Florida.
Florida. His name is Gary Farmer. He's been suspended after telling one too many jokes from the bench. The investigative panel, again, this is a real story. The investigative panel of the Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission decided that Judge Farmer's jokes were so bad that he shouldn't be a judge anymore.
Uh-oh.
The commission cited examples of, "Spring is here. I got so excited, I wet my plants."
Why is he saying these things?
I don't know.
How did he get there?
And what did the shirt say to the pair of pants? "What's up, britches?"
I get it.
He's not a judge anymore because of this.
Honestly, it shows poor judgment.
to be the next Florida man.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the one that got him, though. He said, "Marlon Wayans in Living Color, two snaps and a sweater. He likes it when the Oilers play the Packers. He used to play tight end. Now he's a wide receiver. Oh, that's bad. Court reporter in the sky, please strike that from the record." That's what got him.
Sheesh.
He claimed he didn't know the mic was still on with that one. He also apparently...
He can't control himself.
Yeah, barely.
He's like a walking Laffy Taffy.
He is. He sounds like Michael Scott. Like, just can't stop.
Is that Office? The Office?
It's The Office.
Is it worthy of one's time if they've never watched The Office to watch The Office?
You gotta do it.
I've tried probably three times. I hate shaky camera first person stuff.
You're gonna have a tough time with it then.
It's so distracting. It's all I think about the entire time I'm watching it.
Have you ever tried Parks and Rec or any of those other ones?
No, they're all in the same. It's like The Office is the gatekeeper for all of those.
Yes.
To me, and I cannot get through it. But I want to be a part of the club. Which I don't ever want to be a part of the club.
It's a great club. We have a good time.
Yeah.
It is. It's fun.
Do you have shirts?
Yeah. There's a ton of people wearing Office shirts.
There's so
Dunder
many.
Mifflin shirts.
I mean, The Office is something that is culturally referenceable anywhere at any time, and it'll always land. And I'm always sitting here going, I'm not in the club.
You should just professionally. Just watch it so you can be a part of it.
I can't. It makes me nauseous.
Put one of those filters on it that keeps the camera steady.
Get me one.
Okay.
All right. There you go. We solved that. All right. Let's talk to Andrew Bailey and Jim Talent next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.